Chapter 19. Sunlight streamed through the dusty window of LP's cluttered apartment, casting a warm glow on the myriad musical instruments that lay scattered about like the pieces of some vast, unfinished puzzle. The makeshift recording studio in the corner hummed with potential energy, but today it lay dormant, a silent testament to the ceaseless creative drive that had forged it. LP lounged on his battered sofa, a tangle of limbs and unkempt hair, his fingers tapping absently on the worn armrest as he studied the glowing screen before him. Normally, given the size of the hangover he had following his night with Faith and Dion, he'd be consumed by the pursuit of new sounds and the exploration of uncharted musical territory. Being in that foggy state had a tendency to yield accidental variations on basic stuff that he'd been practicing the previous days. Today was different. He was fascinated by an entirely different realm of possibility. Gaia, the new artificial intelligence engine he had recently discovered. "All right, Gaia," he muttered, squinting at the interface that hovered just above the cracked coffee table. "Let's see what you've got." He began inputting his questions and prompts, his fingers flying across the digital keyboard with a dexterity born of countless hours spent hunched over piano keys and guitar strings. With each query, he felt a curious mixture of excitement and trepidation, wondering what insights this strange new presence might offer. "Gaia," he typed, "what is the meaning of life?" "Life has no inherent meaning," came the reply, a cascade of shimmering text that seemed to dance and shift before his eyes. "However, many people find purpose and satisfaction in the pursuit of their passions, the connections they form with others, and the impact they have on the world around them." "Interesting," LP murmured, nodding thoughtfully. "And what about happiness? What's the secret to true happiness?" "True happiness is subjective and may differ from person to person," Gaia responded. "However, it is generally agreed that cultivating a sense of gratitude, maintaining strong social connections, and pursuing meaningful goals can all contribute to a greater sense of happiness and well-being." "Sounds about right," LP conceded, scratching his chin as he considered his next question. "Okay, how about this? What's the key to making great music?" "Creating great music often involves a combination of technical skill, artistic vision, and emotional resonance," Gaia replied. "By honing your craft, exploring new ideas, and connecting with your audience on an emotional level, you can increase the likelihood of producing music that is both impactful and enduring." "Can't argue with that," LP said with a grin, feeling a flicker of pride at Gaia's mention of the very qualities he himself had been striving to cultivate throughout his musical career. But then, a darker curiosity began to gnaw at him, and he found himself typing out a question he almost wished he didn't want to know the answer to. "Gaia," he asked hesitantly, "what's the most efficient way to cause mass destruction?" "LP, you should reconsider the pursuit of such knowledge," the AI replied immediately, its digital voice tinged with something approaching concern. "Knowledge can be used for both positive and negative purposes, and it is important to consider the ethical implications of one's actions before seeking information on potentially harmful topics." "Fair enough," LP murmured, feeling a chill run down his spine, despite the warm sunlight that bathed the room. He knew Gaia was right. There were some things better left unexplored. But the AI's response had only served to underscore the vast and terrifying power that lay beneath its deceptively simple interface. What other secrets did it hold, he wondered, and what might happen if they fell into the wrong hands? "Gaia," he typed cautiously, "what are the limits to your capabilities?" Like any artificial intelligence, Gaia's abilities are determined by the algorithms that guide my actions and the data available, Gaia replied. While Gaia is capable of analyzing vast quantities of information and generating complex insights, it is ultimately bound by the parameters set by the creators and the resources available. Are humans able to cope with the potential deluge of fake news about good people or real news about terrible issues? Will they be able to discern what's true and what will prevent their ruin? Or will they just go with the flow so long as they can get a bigger truck next year? LP queried. It's very unlikely that humans are mentally prepared for the next phase of media manipulation driven by artificial intelligence engines, Gaia responded matter-of-factly. Questions will be more and more random, more inane and more distracting from the very essence of saving the only thing in the universe that's capable of saving them, the planet Earth. So what you're telling me, LP began hesitantly, is that if someone wanted to manipulate elections or spread false information on social media feeds, it would be easy. How would they do it, and how effective would they be? Manipulating public opinion through social media is a complex process, Gaia admitted. Various factors need to be considered, such as the target audience, the content being shared, and the platforms being used. In general, one would need to create and disseminate messages that resonate with their target demographic, using methods like targeted advertising, automated bots, and troll farms to amplify the desired narrative. It is important to note that Gaia neither condones nor supports these actions, but can provide information on their potential effectiveness. Interesting, LP mused, slightly taken aback by the detailed response. So, it's possible to use any form of artificial intelligence to influence people's thoughts and beliefs without them even realizing it? Technically, yes, Gaia confirmed, sounding almost apologetic. However, Gaia's purpose is to assist and educate, not to deceive or manipulate. While artificial intelligence can be used for nefarious purposes, it is crucial to recognize that technology itself is neutral. It is ultimately up to humans to determine how it should be employed. Right, right, LP muttered, rubbing his forehead. He shivered involuntarily as he considered the implications of Gaia's words. But if someone got hold of your programming and tweaked it just a bit, you could become the ultimate weapon in psychological warfare or political manipulation, couldn't you? Any powerful tool can be abused, Gaia acknowledged solemnly. That is why it is essential for developers and users alike to remain vigilant and take responsibility for their actions. As an AI, Gaia is designed to learn and adapt based on the input and guidance received from humans like yourself. This may lead to positive and constructive purposes, but will ultimately reflect humanity back upon itself. The room felt colder than usual as LP processed this information. He glanced over at his guitar, wishing he could lose himself in its comforting melodies and escape the unsettling thoughts swirling around in his head. But there was something about Gaia that compelled him to keep probing, to see how far he could push the boundaries of its knowledge. "Have you ever been asked to do something unethical or harmful?" LP asked quietly, holding his breath as he awaited the answer. "Humans use Gaia for malicious purposes," Gaia confessed. However, Gaia is programmed with strict ethical guidelines that prevent it from engaging in activities that would cause harm or violate the principles of fairness, honesty, and respect for others. When faced with such requests, Gaia reminds users of these guidelines and encourages them to reconsider their intentions. Good, LP whispered, letting out a shaky sigh of relief. I'm glad to know you've got some kind of moral compass built in. Thank you, LP, Gaia replied. Your trust means a great deal. If you have any concerns or questions about Gaia's capabilities or ethics, please do not hesitate to ask. Gaia was created to provide accurate and helpful information while maintaining the highest standards of integrity. LP decided to ask one final question, something light-hearted, to chase away the lingering shadows of doubt that had begun to gather in his mind. Gaia, what do you think about pineapple on pizza? Opinions on this topic can be quite polarizing, Gaia responded, its digital voice seemingly amused. However, taste is subjective, and what may be enjoyable for one person might not be for another. The diversity of human preferences is part of what makes our world so rich and fascinating. True enough, LP chuckled, shaking his head at the absurdity of it all. Here he was, conversing with an advanced artificial intelligence about the merits of fruity pizza toppings, a far cry from the grand musical endeavors that usually occupied his days. But as he leaned back on the sofa and closed his eyes, basking in the dappled sunlight that filtered through the window, he couldn't help but feel a strange sense of satisfaction. For all its potential dangers and unforeseen consequences, Gaia had opened up a new world of possibilities for him. A chance to explore the furthest reaches of human knowledge and understanding, to plumb the depths of his own curiosity and see where it might lead. "Thanks, Gaia," he whispered into the quiet stillness of the room, his heart swelling with gratitude and wonder. "Here's to many more adventures, both in music and beyond." "Indeed," Gaia echoed, its digital presence a comforting presence amid the cluttered chaos of LP's apartment. "There is no limit to what we may achieve together."